Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to What Culture. I'm Josh, joined today by Ewan Patterson.
Hello.
Because last night, the big football happened, and as a result, we got a load of new trailers for upcoming properties, including the first official trailer for The Falcon and The Winter Soldier, or at least the biggest look we've got yet. And honestly, right, I was always quite excited for this show, Ewan, but after coming off, you know, a great five-episode or four-episode stint of WandaVision, I forget how far we're through because time is a flat circle, and jumping straight into this trailer, like, I'm back on the Marvel hype train. I know we're going to completely break it down, analyze the trailer in full in a second, but what are your first reactions coming out of it? Because I actually don't know. We haven't talked about this yet. We just decided that we were going to do news on it. And I don't know how you're feeling about it overall.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because my favorite MCU movies are the Captain America movies. And yeah. I really, you know, if we're going to talk about some of the greatest Captain America runs that have been in the comics, or at least some of my favorite runs, and even this goes not just for Captain America stuff, but for comics in general, the entire arc, you know, they've taken so much inspiration from Ed Brubaker and Steve Epting's run on Captain America so far. You know, in terms of the Winter Soldier story arc and all the different bits of themes and the espionage element to Captain America, they've taken a lot from it there. And this show looks as though it's going to be diving in headfirst into, although, you know, obviously Steve Rogers isn't dead. They're still going to explore the you know, the legacy of a world without, you know, him as Captain America. And I'm so excited to see what that's going to look like. And we've had a few teasers so far, a couple of, you know, little sneaky little bit of looks every now and then. And, you know, we got our look at Zemo's iconic purple mask. And I believe the Marvel investor, the Disney investor call back in December. But we see it again in this trailer. And yet overall, I'm just really looking forward to this show. Even though, weirdly, Josh, I feel as though got more MCU fatigue when there was a year without MCU. I was like, I feel so fatigued by the fact there's nothing coming, but I guess I was sick of the MCU discourse, but now it's all coming back thick and fast. I'm just like, hell yeah, I love Marvel, let's just get me back in. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm the exact same. Like, I had a nice break from it for a whole year, but now that these shows are coming thick and fast, like, I completely forgot that this was coming, you know, in March, pretty much straight after WandaVision ends. And, like, I'm just so here to jump into this world because I feel like we're seeing sides and shades of these characters that we haven't really before. Like, this trailer in particular gave us a look at this dynamic between Bucky and Sam, like, we just haven't really seen explored in the movies, because the movies, or at least the past few Team Up Avenger movies, have been so packed with characters that these individuals, heroes, haven't had the space to really grow or develop in a big way. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing in this show in particular. It's the personality that Bucky actually has, because while I'm a big Bucky fan and I'm a big Sebastian, Sebastian Stan. I almost got mixed up with another Marvel character there. I'm a big Sebastian Stan fan, but when it comes to the movies that we've had so far, in my opinion, Bucky's always been kind of like a vector for the plot. The plot has happened around him, and we haven't really seen too much about how he feels about what's going on. It's always kind of framed through Captain America. So to even get glimpses of his personality here and the friction potentially between Bucky and Sam over who, you know, should have the shield. Like, there's that great shot where Sam throws it and it comes back to Bucky, which I just think, like, perfectly encapsulates the potential dynamic and friction for that title in this, you know, upcoming show.
Yeah, I totally agree. I like that shot as well because, you know, obviously Bucky was Not the first person to take up Captain America's mantle after, you know, Captain America has, like, said that he's quitting loads of times in the comics. There was a period during the 70s and 80s where he, you know, in the 70s he left and became Nomad for a little while, which we've already kind of seen at the beginning of Avengers Infinity War. And then we had another arc in the 80s, which is where, you know, US Agent comes into things, you know, John Walker, yeah. Who, you know, one of the things I'm most excited about with the MCU TV shows is that whereas with other Marvel stuff, it's quite generally easy to certainly discern the broader strokes of the plot. I still don't know for sure how they're going to handle this sort of thing. You know, we know, I think we can infer so far that the government isn't going to be too pleased with Cap's decision to anoint, you know, someone like Bucky or Sam, you know, or Sam obviously as his successor, because both of them were involved in quote-unquote anti-government activities following the Sokovia Accords. So it seems as though they may be using his him stepping out of the limelight to anoint their own successor, you know, someone like John Walker, who in the comics was a lot of things, you know, very kind of a stooge for the government, would be putting things lightly in terms of, you know, his attitudes towards them in the military. So I can definitely see some friction going on there. Just to go into like the trailer breakdown part of this more specifically, we get to see Bucky and Sam doing, I'm going to assume, US government work. It looks as though they're in a military vessel at some point, I don't know where, but then, you know, we have that very big action sequence where Falcon jumps out of the helicopter, the ship or the helicopter, I can't remember what it was is exactly, but it's kind of reminiscent of that bit in Winter Soldier where, you know, Steve jumps out without a parachute, and, you know, there's kind of that, like, the little bit of Captain America is going on there. We get a cool action sequence with that. We also go to Shanghai at one point in the trailer, and they're doing more, they go to the same nightclub that John Wick went to, just that same nightclub. It's the same nightclub and everything at this point. And obviously we get that really cool monologue from Zemo as well, where he's, you know, brandishing that purple mask as well, which is the main star of the show at the moment, is that purple mask, because it wasn't there in Civil War. We were all very upset about it, but it is here now, and that's a good thing.
Well, Ewan, right, I want to ask you about this, because the purple mask has, you know, obviously blown up, but I, as someone who doesn't know much about the Zemo character outside of Civil War in particular, like, I don't know what the next natural step is for this villain, but why should I be excited about the purple mask and what Zemo's up to?
I mean, for a purely base nerd level, it's because it was in the comics, and that's why you should be excited. But no, it's interesting, because obviously the MCU Zemo is very different to the comics' Zemo in terms of that character originally being synonymous with Captain America's adventures during the Second World War. You know, he doesn't have that same kind of connection this time around. But, you know, they've reimagined him in an interesting enough way, and I'm curious to see why exactly he didn't take, you know, we had that exchange with him and Black Panther at the end, and, you know, it seems as though he kind of resigned himself to, you know, maybe the idea that embarking on this massive, you know, twisted adventure of revenge maybe wasn't the best path, but, you know, it looks as though he's pressing ahead with it right now, and I'm curious to see how that intersects with the Flag Smashers, which are the other element kind of going on right now. I was confused for a little second because Erin Kellyman is in the show. You may recognize her from Solo, A Star Wars Story. She played Enfys Nest there. She has a brief appearance in this trailer, and they're all wearing masks that at first I thought, oh, they look like the same symbol that Echo, Maya Lopez, has in the comics. So she's going to appear in Hawkeye, Echo as a character, so I was, it's not Echo. It's just, it confused me for a second. But in the comics, Flag Smasher was specifically one dude. There were multiple mantles, but as a character, it is always one dude. It was a Captain America supervillain who's kind of basically like the antithesis of patriotism. He hates, you know, that's why he's called Flag Smasher. You know, he's anti-government and that, but they've kind of been reimagined as a sort of anti-government, anti-patriotic group in the show. And I'm curious to see how she plays into it. There's some speculation online that she could be playing Songbird. But again, that remains to be seen. I'm fairly certain Songbird appeared in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. But I can't remember now. I'm going on a massive tangent here.
I love that we've gotten from this trailer to Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Hey, right? Ultimate Alliance 2.
I think you're absolutely right. No, it is fascinating. Like watching this trailer, like, not picking up on a lot of this stuff. It's interesting how, like you said, almost plotless it feels. Like, I don't know where this is going. I don't know what's going on. The focus here very much was on establishing the dynamic between Sam and Bucky, showing us how sick those fight scenes look, which I'm really pleased they're at least building upon the choreography that was established by the Russos in Winter Soldier, Civil War, and stuff like that. Like, that stuff is great. And overall, I think the way they were pitching it in this trailer seemed like a more regular, bombastic, blockbuster Marvel fare, but it does seem like there's so much going on under the surface and so many interesting reveals that could happen, because, you know, recently it was confirmed that, you know, War Machine is going to be involved somehow, but we haven't seen anything from him in this, which could potentially lead into Armor Wars or something in the future. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I'm just incredibly positive on it. Do you have any final tidbits or interesting revelations hidden in there that we've missed so far?
No, not that I can think of. Obviously, Agent 13, Sharon Carter, returns in one shot from the trailer as well. So hopefully, you know, given that she had nothing really at all to do in either Winter Soldier or Civil War, maybe they can find something to do with the character here. You know, I mean, I think she briefly uses like a silver baton, which is, you know, kind of a thing that, you know, we've seen agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. use in the past, like Mockingbird. Yeah, it's cool that she's in there. I hope they find something to do with the character, and like you said, you know, it's a similar position to how Bucky was in both those films as well, in terms of where, you know, stuff is happening around him, but we don't really get to see, you know, the processing 100%. The you know, kind of everything that's happening. But yeah, bar that, it's releasing March 19th, so these things are coming thick and fast, and oh god,
they absolutely are, man.
The mind is willing, but the body is spongy and tired.
Marvel is absolutely back, and we're going to have so much content on all of these shows going forward. But at the moment, I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. What do you think of the brand new trailer for The Falcon and The Winter Soldier? And how do you think it's going to fit in with the future of the MCU? While you're down there, could you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. If you like this video, even if you don't, though, you can follow me on Twitter at Josh Brune with two O's, and you can follow Ewan on Twitter at
Ewan Ruins Things, but only if you didn't like the video.
yeah, please only do it if you don't like this. But until next time, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.